Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, Netflix says they're going to crack down on password sharing, so you watch out. However, is that going to cause them to lose some users of the service? Maybe not paying users. We're joined on the KRLD Newsline by Matt Schultz from LendingTree. And, this is an interesting study. If, all the password sharing gets shut down, is it going to result in more subscriptions? And you guys had an interesting look at this.
Yeah, there's no question that you will see more people subscribing. And it is a big number of people because about 40% of folks say that they use someone else's password to access a streaming service. But about half of those folks say that they wouldn't purchase their own account if they no longer had access to it. So that's a worrying number, I would think, for streaming services, because they end up kind of running the risk of reducing their number of users, even if they make more money off of it.
But let's talk about the consumer side of things, because I know that really is what you guys are concerned about. People are paying a lot for streaming services. This has been a growing problem, if you want to call it that. What were some of the findings along those lines?
Yeah, we found that about 40% of folks who have a streaming service say they pay $50 or more a month for those services. And that's up from about 25% who said that last year. It's not too surprising. We've certainly seen interest in streaming services grow in part due to the pandemic, but also in part just because there are more choices and more streaming services putting out interesting content, and people are deciding that these sorts of services are things that they want to spend their money on. So I'm not surprised to see those numbers growing.
What were the top platforms that people are using?
To nobody's surprise, the most popular streaming service is Netflix. More than two-thirds of folks who stream said that they had a Netflix subscription. And then Amazon Prime and Hulu were the next ones down the line. And the thing is that there are literally probably 100 or more streaming services that you can subscribe to. But the fact that those three kind of dominate the space the way they do is interesting.
Now, it turns out that about 40% of Americans are actually mooching off somebody else's streaming account. What were some of the interesting findings along those lines when it comes to just who is actually using somebody else's account?
Women are a little more likely than men to password share, and that makes sense given some of the financial restraints and headwinds that women face. And also, Gen Z was the most likely among the different age groups to say that they password share. And again, that's probably an income thing to a big degree. Making a little less money, may still be living at home. Those two groups were certainly the most likely to be using.
You guys are always big on trying to get the most benefit if you are going to pay for something, and that could mean using maybe even credit card rewards to your advantage. What's your thought on that?
One of the major changes that we've seen in the credit card space over the last few years is card issuers recognizing just how popular these streaming services are and offering some extra rewards sometimes with these cards. So in the same way you can get extra for spending on gas or groceries on some cards, you can find rewards cards that will give you extra points or extra cash back for your streaming services. So if that's something you spend a lot of money on, it's worth shopping around.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.